Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like... Is it okay to judge someone for having four sugars in the tea? And how fluorescent is too fluorescent when it comes to a dress to wear? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more West End, you're more Dead End. Talking of which, we've got a West End date booked in, haven't we? Hopefully by November, you will have actually watched Mary Poppins Returns. But we are doing a team Help I Sexted My Boss pre-Christmas party in November. Months away, I appreciate.
Months, years away.
To see my favourite stage show, Mary Poppins.
I'm going to be blunt here, but you don't have drag us to some shit.
Excuse me, it was completely voluntary on everyone's part.
Well, why don't you come on a football match with me and Ben?
You invite me, you sort it out.
Right.
Fine.
Up for that, Ben? A Premier League match? Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. By the way...
You are looking forward to it. It's the best stage show. It's the best... Do you know how many times I've seen it?
No, but you're going to tell me.
12.
12 times?
You'll be my 13th... Actually, it won't be my 13th time because I'm actually going in October.
Oh, God.
I'm going to the first night.
How are you not single?
Because luckily I'm with somebody who's seen Wicked 26 times.
So, has he actually?
Yes. So, really... Seeing Mary Poppins 12 is nothing.
You were made for each other. I've seen Goodfellas probably 10, 11 times.
Aren't they pizzas?
No, the film.
Right. I think seeing a film... I mean, I've seen Mary Poppins Returns now 7 times, and it's just...
What's your favourite film? Not stage play. What's your favourite film?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, of course.
And then Mary
is.
Poppins Returns.
What's mine?
The Godfather.
That's third. Goodfellas.
Is it good? What?
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Casino. Godfather.
Bambi.
Scarface, Angela's Ashes.
Angela's Ashes?
Great film. I absolutely love that film. Titanic would be in my top 10 as well, you know.
I've never seen Titanic.
Titanic, yeah. Anyway, I'll just ask you...
Well, I'm looking forward to that anyway in November.
So am I. Not... Is it all right to judge someone for having four sugars in the tea?
I wouldn't put any sugar in the tea, really. But four is far too much. One, perhaps, is permissible. If you need a bit of a sugar in... But four is hello type 2 diabetes, really.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that I have sugar in my tea. When people... They go, oh, yeah, but you have sugar. I'm like, oh, no, I don't, actually. They're like, oh, really?
How do you have your tea?
Not weak. I like the tea to brew, but not stew. And I like plenty of milk in it. Speaking of drinks, let's have our favourite drink. What's the word I'm thinking of? It's become our...
Staple? Our...
No, it's our... It's like our brand, our image.
Signature?
You are good. Let's have our signature drink, a gin and Dubonnet.
Two parts Dubonnet, one part gin.
Two parts Dubonnet.
Either lemon or orange, depending on your preferences.
Lemon or orange. I know someone that put mango in it.
Really?
Mango? Said it was nice.
Gosh, okay. Right, who are we going to toast? Could you stop scratching your nether regions whilst we record this?
I know who we'll toast to.
Yes.
Because it's coming to an end.
This podcast?
Is it? The cast of Game of Thrones.
Right, okay.
To Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Honestly, I know you don't watch it.
I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
My life at the moment, I'm spending half my... And you can't get away from it even if you don't watch it. I'm spending half my life at the moment trying to avoid spoilers. Just as we were coming in to record the podcast today, I was making a brew and two girls were talking. She went, "So, Game of Thrones last night." I went, "Sorry." Didn't even know him. I went, "Sorry. I've not..." She went, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay." They made me make my brew. Then, as soon as I walked out of the kitchen, they started talking about it. I think that's good spoiler etiquette.
Yeah, I think if you're going to watch something, anything like that, you shouldn't spoil it for others. Not many people in this day and age watch it on the day that it comes out anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we all need to adapt.
It is so good.
You do actually watch it?
Yeah, I love it. But I'm just trying to avoid spoilers because sometimes I don't get a chance to watch it. I lead a very busy life, Will.
The only Game of Thrones I'm interested in is the one that goes on up the Mall.
Good one.
Thank you. Can I just ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You work... You loosely work in the music industry.
Yeah.
Why are pop songs so depressing?
Pop songs? Who says pop songs?
Well, what are they? Rock songs? R&B?
Modern day music.
Bump and grind?
There's no songs that are depressing.
They are. Look at Adele. Okay.
Mate, tell me the last...
her albums, 17, 21, 25, or whatever it was. Am I right?
Mate.
On those?
Adele hasn't released any new music for years.
No, okay, but look at Adele.
Yeah.
Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran to a certain extent. He's less guilty, but all their songs are about heartbreak. This person was awful to me. Like, Adele was writing depressing songs at 17. If your life is that depressing at 17, well... I've got news for you. The rest of your life is going to be pretty depressing as well at this rate. The worst is yet to come.
That has always been the case throughout the history of music. Like, it's always about love and heartbreak. That is music. Like, most of that's music or about...
Well, then you pick bad people to go on dates with your own fault.
Not all music's like that. There's loads of good, like, bands out at the moment that don't write about love and heartbreak.
Like what? What do they write about? That's why I like Alicia Dixon's The Boy Does Nothing, because although it's loosely about a relationship, it's focusing on the reality of relationships, which is who does the cleaning. Does he mop up? He never mops up. Does he brush up? He never brushes up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing.
Is that still your favourite song?
Still one of my favourite songs.
Not all songs. Like, there's lots. No, I totally disagree with you there.
Name me an upbeat song that isn't about love or heartbreak.
There's loads.
And yet you can't name any.
Yeah, I can. I just can't name them. There's loads. Girls Aloud. Right, if talking pop music, Girls Aloud. Great girl band. There's some of their records.
I am a love machine.
I'm such a love machine.
It's about love.
Yeah. It's not depressing, though.
Apparently, Inda Club by 50 Cent is not about love.
Inda Club, I hate back announcing that on the radio.
Is that a current song?
No, it's really old now, but it's... And we play it every now and then. It's because it's called In Da Club. So I have to say it like that. I can't just say In the Club. It's a great record.
In Da Club?
In Da Club.
That was In Da Club by 50 Cent.
God. I'm trying to think of...
Here's Traffic Travel.
We don't do Traffic and Travel.
Do you not do Traffic and Travel?
Do you actually listen...
Do they just walk everywhere on your radio station?
Do you not listen to me on air?
I have told you so many times. It's Steve Wright Sunday Love Songs.
You're such a bitch.
I get Steve to do shout-outs for you on it. You never hear.
Do you actually?
This is to Jordan from his...
Yeah, because I'm on air myself, entertaining a nation.
Or attempting it.
Yeah, fair one. There's not all pop musics. I don't know where that's come from. I've got a question for you today.
Yeah.
Birthday cards.
Right.
Where do you stand on joke birthday cards?
Well, what do you mean joke? What, as in it's like happy...
Yeah, like jokey ones.
Oh, I love joke birthday cards. I think they're the only one to do. Tell you what I don't like. The ones that are to my son and that have a little cute poem in. And there's a little bit saccharine.
Yeah.
Not wild about those.
I struggle buying my brother's birthday cards because you want a jokey one. You don't want one. Like, I love my brothers, but you don't want a card saying that. It's a bit cringe, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Love you from the bottom of my heart. You're the greatest brother ever. It's like, no, you don't. You still owe me 50 quid. I got my dad that recently. What do you think of that?
It's a picture of Jesus saying, "Jesus loves everyone except you. Jesus thinks you're a twat."
Got that, my dad.
I think that's funny. I got you a nice birthday card when it was your birthday.
What was it?
It was, I'm no cactus expert, but I know a prick when I see one.
You did? Yeah. Yes, you got me one, actually. And I got you, when we went to Monaco that we're not talking about, I got you a
You wrote me a lovely thank you card.
Yeah, and what did the thank you card say?
Well, I don't think we should read it out. It was bottom related.
I believe you take it up the bottom. That's what it said on the card. And then when I went round a few days later, actually, it was hidden in the bookshelf because you didn't want the cleaner to see it.
I just didn't want to offend her.
I didn't know whether to get my dad this one, which says, "Chin chin, you fucking crumpet." I was going to get him that. There was this one, "Happy birthday, you fucking mag," with Danny Dyer on the front.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
This is one of my favourite ones. Just a plain card with black writing in the middle. "I hope your birthday is shit."
Yeah, I mean, I don't think birthday cards have to have swear words in it. You can find one of my favourite birthday...
Chin chin, you fucking crumpet.
One of my favourite birthday cards was a picture of two ladies talking in a kitchen, drinking wine. And one of them was saying to the other, "I've reorganised my recipes." And then there were three folders in the background saying... crap, no one ate it, and looks nothing like the picture. And that just always made me laugh.
I don't get that.
No, because you don't cook.
I don't.
You don't have people over.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you think joke birthday card? I mean, you are.
I think they're fine.
Yeah.
If you have that relationship with that person,
would you get your dad one of them?
No.
No. Do you know?
I tell you what, the best thing I ever did a few years ago. My father's birthday and Mothering Sunday were on the same day. So I got my mother a card that said, "I love you, mother, you're my favourite." And I got my father a card that said, "I love you, father, you're my favourite." And of course, they both said them at the same time. Hilarity ensued.
Should we have a gin and the bonnie?
We've done that.
Oh, have we? Oh, Christ. We have, haven't we? I've drunk mine already. Can I have another, please?
Yes, help yourself.
Thank you.
Knock yourself out.
Pour us a little gin and the bonnie there. I'm sorry, William, but... That's just...
I think that's what passes as humour in the southwest of England.
That's what I would say where I'm from. He's a good lad, but he's no crack. He's got shit banter.
I've got great banter.
You'd be like, there's no crack in him whatsoever.
Or as we call it in the southwest, rapport.
Rapport. Yeah, good banter, great crack. Same with Ben, producer Ben. He's a lovely
Ben's
lad.
Ben's got a great... No.
I thought we weren't talking about Monaco. Speaking of Monaco, are we allowed to talk what happened on the trip yet?
No.
No?
No.
Can we not?
No.
We're just going to ignore it forever.
Mm-hmm.
If we repress this anger and what happened, it's only going to be bad.
I'm not angry about it because it didn't happen. I think you've misremembered. It's fake news.
Okay. We're still not talking. Loads of people have been tweeting me like, what happened in Monaco? We're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah. Also, before we crack on with the questions and what have you, I have a business idea.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you know, but I am a northerner. I don't like to mention it. I don't like to play up to the fact that I'm a northerner. But there's one thing I've noticed about living in London for a year now. One thing about London, a great city, beautiful, multicultural, lovely, thriving, buzzing city. The water down here is shite, right? It's become an issue now.
It's very hard.
The tap water down here is shite. And I've noticed it more.
But do you not have a Brita filter?
No.
Well, you should get one.
I know, apparently. So I go home, right, and I run the tap and I have a glass of water. I'm like, every time I go home, I forget how nice the tap water is back home.
Well, it's nice soft water, but there's a lot of limescale in the water.
It is so nice. And like I'm like, putting my face under tap, like, oh yeah. So I've come up with an idea.
Right.
And I need an investment.
And you've come to me with this?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Just that's very sweet of you on every level, but it's not going to happen.
There is a lot of people in London, quite a niche market, but there's enough to make money. A lot of people in London that are from the north that live down here.
Oh, so this is only open to northerners?
Well, anyone else, really. And I speak to a lot of northerners about this, and they go, oh, hey, up, I bloody agree with you there, pal. It's like drinking tear. It's drinking water down here. I can't bloody stand it. So this is what my idea is. In a bottle... Simple label, maybe my face on it, Northern Water.
Right, you're pitching me bottled water.
Right, so we...
I think that's done. I think the market's fairly saturated.
When my mum's out,
we
go to my house, we fill up loads of bottles.
Yeah.
And then we drive it down to London. Like, you know when your uncle does a cash and carry run to France to get some cheap beer.
I'm very familiar with that, yes.
Yeah. Did your uncle never do that?
No.
Oh, my uncle did. He used to rake it in.
So, how much are we charging for this?
For a bottle of what? A normal bottle? 80-90p.
How much?
Yeah, that could be our slogan. Northern Water. How much? I honestly think we could... If anybody's listening now that's northern and...
Who is
and
going to pay for water from Burnley?
And lives...
Or Preston, or whichever part of the northwest
Lancashire,
you're from this week.
It's Lancashire.
Lancashire.
What do you mean, whatever part? So anybody that's listening that lives in London and realise... Because honestly, if you're listening and you don't live in London, it's such an issue. The tap water.
We did buy... Mikey and I did actually buy a special shower head that's got a water filter built in because he was finding the water... affected his skin.
Are you joking?
No.
What's going on out there? They've been a bit noisy. Hey! Oh, can't shout it. It really affected me because I drink a lot of water. Well, everyone does. You don't realise how much. And every time I have a glass now, I go, just have a water.
Just get a Brita filter.
No.
Do what the rest of us have done.
I do keep meaning to get one of them.
Well, go and get one.
How do you use them?
How do you use them?
Yeah, just fill it up.
You pop the water in, it filters, you pour the water.
Pour the water, pour the water.
And you then have to change the cartridge every month.
What? See, that's the one. You have to change the cartridge.
Yeah, because obviously because filters don't last forever.
Oh, that's can't be arsed. I shouldn't have to. I pay water prices down here. I'm in London, Thames Valley Water.
Thames.
Fair Jacques. Dormez-vous. Summer Lemartina. Ding, dang, dong. Ding, dang, dong. Why did that just come to me?
I don't know. Well.
So you don't think that's a good idea?
No.
Okay.
I think if I was Deborah, what's her name?
Meaden.
If I was Deborah Meaden, I'd laugh at you.
Hey, and for that reason, pal, Emmett. I love that they've got the guy that looks, that replaced Theo Threepes.
Theo who? Theopathetus.
Let me shut up. I love that the guy who's replaced Theo for Threepes. Wait, I'm going to do it. Don't make me laugh. I love that the guy who they've replaced, Theo Pathetes.
Pathetes. Why don't you say Theo and I'll say his surname?
Okay, no, let me just try. I love the guy that who's replaced Theo Pathetes.
No.
I love that they've replaced Theo
Pathetes
with a guy that looks exactly like Theo
Pathetes.
He looks just like him. He's like a shit Theo
Pathetes.
Yeah. Nailed that, mate.
Well done.
Nailed that.
Right, but it's nearly time for the questions. But first, drum roll, please. It's Jordan. No, not a real... It's Jordan's joke of the week.
A woman goes into a laundrette, a lady, and she's got a dress in her hand, and she says to Lynn, who's in the back, Lynn, can you just wash this for us today? It needs doing this week, please. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
So a lady walks into a laundrette with a dress in her hand, and she shouts to the lady behind the counter, Lynn! I've got a dress here that needs cleaning. It's got a massive stain on it. Will you be able to clean it? I need it for this week. And Lynn, who doesn't quite hear her in the back, says, come again. She says, no, it's red wine. Did you like that?
No.
Come again?
No.
No, red wine.
Can I challenge you for next week to do a clean joke? All of your jokes do have a theme.
Is there a such thing? All right,
yes.
Okay. You like that joke. You like
my
jokes.
It was funny.
You like my jokes.
Yes. Now it's time for Give Me the D. Well done to all our winners so far. It's our social media competition. This week you need to go to our Twitter account, @sexedmyboss, to see how to enter. Here comes the theme. I want the D. Feel free to join in.
Usually you count me in.
One, two. One, two, three.
I want the D.
I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D. I hope people sing along at home to this. We had a group sing song to this in the live show, and beautifully well. Mm-hmm. It's very moving. It's going to be Christmas number one.
I want the D. I need it now.
You're going to be back announcing this on Radio 1.
Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. Come on, boys, give me the D.
Is that the first remix we've had of it?
Yeah, see? Yeah. I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. Come on, boys, give me the D.
Wow. So many remixes. Wow. Okay, well, that's all lovely. Let's move on to our first letter. This one has come in via email, help@sexedmyboss.com. It's from Cal. I've recently become single, sobs, which of course means I have set up a dating profile to get back out there. So having seen the beautiful pictures of William, Jordan, and especially producer Ben, I was wondering if you could give me any tips on the perfect pick. That's from Cal.
I've got a good tip for this.
Have you used dating apps? Have you ever gone on Tinder?
No comment. I've never been on Tinder.
There's nothing wrong with Tinder. Happen, Bumble.
I've never been on Timber. Timber?
No, not Timber. That's when you're looking for a someone who works in a forest.
You can get dating apps now where, like, farmers have farmers dating apps and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. I've never been on Tinder. I've never been on Tinder now.
Plenty of Fish, Match.com.
Poff. That's Plenty of Fish.
Pov or Puff. That's my... the one I was on.
My two friends
got
married. I was best man at. And they met on Plenty of Fish years ago. They got married. And no one knew apart from me. And in his wedding speech, the groom printed off the original messages.
Oh.
And they read them out. And it was hilarious. And the first message was, I'll never forget it. She messaged him going, why do they call you Magnetic Man? Ha, ha, ha. And they read it out like that. It was very funny. My advice for this is take some pictures, get some friends to take some pictures, get a good array of pictures. So
yeah, that's a key, array of pictures.
Yeah.
I think the main one that comes up has got to be you. No sunglasses, good lighting, I would suggest outside.
No body shots.
Yeah, clothes.
Unless you fit, in fact, put them in. If you got it, flaunt it.
Not as the first picture. A headshot. It needs to be a nice headshot.
Body shots are always good. One of you in the gym, though.
No, no, no gym ones. No Snapchat filters with bunny ears to make you look cute.
God, no. God, no Snapchat filters. No pictures in the mirror. I know you can do that, but...
Well, no, because it does that... to me, that looks like you don't have friends.
An array of pictures. A picture of you on a night out. Yeah, okay.
What's that trying to show? Look, I've got friends.
And you socialise, yeah. My advice is, and I think this is great advice, is get your friends to pick your top pictures because no one ever picks their best pictures.
True. Limit the number of selfies. One selfie maximum, preferably none at all.
Yeah.
But one is perhaps permissible.
Mm. Well, good luck, Cal, with dating. So
I think that's... Actually, you came up with very good advice there.
Use an array of pictures.
Get your friends to pick
your
photos.
And get your friends, because no one picks the best.
And they'll be honest as well.
It's true. My mate was on Tinder. She couldn't get a date. And her friends were like, why are you using these pictures? You're prettier than that. You're better than that. They changed the pictures and she had loads of dates over the next couple of
months. Yeah, they weren't of her, but they were different pictures.
If all else fails, Cal...
No, don't. I don't like where this is going already.
Just get a picture of Zac Efron and post it as you. That was my New Year's resolution.
What?
To try and look like Zac Efron this year.
Mm.
If it weren't for Guinness, and chocolate and the fact that I don't like exercise and curry and pizza, I would look like Zac Efron. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Because if you did, you wouldn't be sitting there.
Anyway, next question. Good luck, Cal.
Okay, here comes the... Jordan.
William.
Look at this. Now, I'm told that we cannot say the name of the country. But look, we have got a handwritten letter from a high commission.
What's a high commission?
So a high commission is like an embassy, but a high commission is where it's a Commonwealth country.
That's proper high commission letterhead of paper.
There's a crest.
Isn't that...
it's the first crested letter.
It is.
Well, this is very smart.
Go on, read it.
It's quite lengthy.
It is. It's got length.
Dear William and Jordan.
Got some length.
Dear William and Jordan, I would like to... Dear William and Jordan, I would like to prefix this letter by making clear my effervescent adoration for what is truly a dynamic duo. Your witty remarks fill my morning commute with glee and stifled laughter. My quandary is as follows. We have been offered a diplomatic parking bay outside our high commission, and our neighbours tend to park their cars partly in said bay.
This is someone that's proper then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are frequented by dignitaries from back home, and they need to park in the bay that is often blocked. How ought one approach remedying this? I have brought this issue up with the perpetrator, sadly to no avail. I am now considering ticket wardens, should I see them.
Oh no, don't grass anyone into a ticket warden.
Is this too far, and would this only prove fruitful in damaging our relationship with our neighbour? Many thanks for your insights and your reply. Kind regards, Sam Hamilton Peach, which is possibly my favourite name ever.
Sam Hamilton Peach.
That is a great name.
That is a great... He's definitely not from Burnley with a name like that. Do you know, only this weekend, I ran over to an ice cream van and told him he was about to get a ticket, and I stopped him from getting a ticket.
Did you get a free ice cream?
No, I didn't, actually. I should have done. Traffic warden were... taking pictures, and I just went, he went, yes. I went, I don't want to, mate, just let you know, traffic warden's taking a picture. Don't ever grass somebody up to a traffic warden.
Well, yeah, but if that is your parking bay,
no,
and someone was in
no.
it, I think you've got to have a bollard. I think, Sam, you need to get a bollard.
A bollard, but don't go, because like, it's £100 now, a parking fine. There's nothing worse than, nothing
well, it depends
more annoying than getting a parking ticket.
But it depends where you are. So if you have already spoken to the perpetrator and you've told them, look, that's our parking space, could you please not do it, then you get bollards.
Bollards are expensive. Just speak to them. Or put
no,
aside...
but he's tried speaking to them.
Hang on. I have got this. Absolutely nailed this. Write a little note and put it in the windscreen wiper. And it could be an aggressive or passive-aggressive note. Do not park here, you effing so-and-so.
You could get your High Commissioner to go and have a word. Go to the top. I'm sure he's got better things to be doing.
We've nailed it. Don't get a bollard, that's expensive. Don't grass him into a traffic warden. Get a little bit of piece of paper and just put, this is my parking space, on your posh paper and put it on the... Because that posh paper's getting, and put it under the windscreen wiper. Next question.
This next question is from Ross.
Do you think we're good agony aunts? We've been doing this a while now.
I think I'm quite good.
I think we offer good advice. I mean, we have a laugh, but we do take the question serious, don't we?
We do, seriously. Right. This question is from Ross, who emailed
seriously,
in.
Seriously, I'm going to launch for you. Go on.
By the way, Sam wrote in via letter, and our address is on the website, should you need it, sexedmyboss.com. Next question comes via email. Hello, William and Jordan. I have a habit of whenever I interact with people and they have a wardrobe malfunction, I will more often than not point it out and even reach out and adjust it myself.
Do you want another gin?
No, I'm fine, thank you. This has led to some moments of surprise and embarrassment from people. An example of this was on holiday last year when I approached the maitre d' because his jacket collar was skew-whiff. He was a bit put out when I reached out to straighten his collar on the jacket. When is it all right to do this? From Ross from Worthing.
Oh. I once seen a girl
on
the train, and a label was hanging out, and I just wanted to grab it and pop it in and just say...
You absolutely can't do that with a stranger.
You
cannot touch a stranger.
A label was hanging out,
yes.
And I just wanted to pop it back in. I wanted to touch the neck.
Where was the label? Skirt?
It wasn't a skirt. Christ, I wouldn't do that. Never work again. It was hanging out of her. She had a top on. It was on her
Then you
neck.
Tell her. I think most of us... Okay, if you had spinach in your teeth, tomato sauce in your mouth, your flies were undone, would you rather be told?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you would much rather be told properly privately, not in front of others.
Yeah.
And so that's the approach.
Okay.
If, let's say, practical advice here, let's say we were having lunch, there were other people with us, and I noticed that you had tomato sauce in the corner of your mouth. The way to do it is eye contact. So I would look at you, I know you, so it's appropriate. I would take my napkin and touch the corner of my mouth whilst making eye contact with you. And because we generally mirror what other people are doing, or you would pick up on the signal, you would then do the same, and thus the tomato sauce is gone.
Okay.
All done like it. That said, you could use modern technology. A few weeks ago, I was at my friend's house for drinks, and we were all standing around in the kitchen. I noticed that his flies were undone. Now, obviously, I don't then touch my flies and look at him in the eye, because otherwise the evening would have gone in a different direction. Instead, because they have a smartwatch, I excused myself to the bathroom, typed X, your flies are undone, sent it, and by the time I came up, he'd obviously read it on his watch. Flies were done up, and we said no more about it. But don't, I shouldn't, I didn't, which would have been incorrect, announce that in front of the group.
You see how our lives differ. You went to the toilet, you sent a text, you went to all that effort, right?
Yeah.
And then you noticed, if that were me, and even if, and this is how it comes about, and it were our friends, and in it I'd go, Dave, you're flying cock. What? You're flying. You're flying. Your flies. Oh, sorry, pal. That's... What's hard about that?
Yeah, but I think people that I socialise with have feelings.
Yeah,
I'm not
my
sure.
My friends have feelings, but it's not.
I think they have fewer.
You're flying. And then they'd say something like, oh, the cage is open, but the beast is away, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Something like that. In a way.
Heavens, my friends don't say that.
Or you'd say, oh, I thought it were drafty, that kind of thing. And then you'd all get on with your life. And what was his question about straightening someone's jacket?
Well, he lunged at the maitre d' and straightened their jacket. Well, again, you don't know them.
Yeah, if you don't know
it's them. Not appropriate. If it's your partner, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, perhaps more appropriate, with their consent, mm-hmm. perhaps, if you are actually going to touch them.
If you know them.
Then, just point it out to them. Ladder in the tights, just privately point it out to them.
Yeah, that girl on the train, we had label hanging out.
So did you just leave it?
Yeah, but yeah. I was just biting my hand. I was like, I could just pop that in and say, sorry, your label's hanging out.
Final question, another email. It's from Amy.
We'll end up inside.
William and Jordan, how do I deal with career snobs? I'm a nurse. I work in a specialist intensive care unit and am extremely proud of the work myself and my colleagues do. I worked extremely hard to become a nurse and feel very privileged to care for, advocate for, and learn from my patients. Many of whom are with us due to devastating, unexpected trauma, which often ends in the worst possible way. Anyway, my fiancé is a captain in the army, and many of his colleagues' partners are so rude when we meet and polite chat turns to, so what do you do?
Bloody officers. Ruperts. That's what they are. Ruperts.
Most are stay-at-home officers' wives or high-flying, high-earning business in London types. I often get, oh, nursing, that's cute. Or, well, someone has to do the dirty jobs. Or... oh, really? Not a doctor? Especially after learning that I went to public school and my father is quite high up the chain of command, like that should matter. I feel deflated, smile awkwardly, and turn the conversation back to how great their job is, because that's what they want. Am I being too sensitive? Well, Amy.
Amy, what a question.
People are swine.
So
people are awful, and I'm on your side, and we can give you advice, but sadly, people are always going to ask what you do, and we'll have an opinion on it. I get it with my job, with Etiquette Coach. People either get very silly and start going, how is my handshake? Oh, am I behaving? Or they start...
bet you get that a lot, actually. Yeah.
Or they go, what's that? And of course, the other option is that they then start thinking that I'm judging them, or they start asking me for advice, and they go, oh, well, I've had this situation. It's like, well, you're a dentist, are you? Do you want to check my molars whilst you're here as a trade-off? No. No, you don't. We're all entitled to a private life. I would also say you shouldn't be talking about people's jobs in a social setting. So perhaps to avoid people asking you, avoid asking what their job is.
Oh, okay. That's not bad advice.
I would simply just say you work as a nurse. Be honest. Don't try and fluff it.
Yeah, and you do a great job.
And you do a great job. You know you do a great job. The rest of us know you do a great job. So stop stop worrying about it. It's very easy. But I think, again, you just say, I'm a nurse, but let's not talk shop this evening.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And then, again, ask them another question, you know, such as, how do you know the host? Or are you enjoying the food? Or... have you been here before? I just ask something vague to basically tell them we're not talking about this.
Mm-hmm. So what have we learned, William Hanson?
We've learned that you should never ask someone what their job is in a social setting.
Yep.
We've talked about parking problems at high commissions.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Getting very niche now on this podcast.
We are.
We've talked about dating pictures and what your best dating profile
Get your friends to help
be.
You out there, guys.
Get your friends to help you out. And we've also talked about...
My bottled water idea.
Jordan's terrible bottled water idea.
Oh, it's not terrible. Come on. This time next year, we'll be millionaires.
You're not ever going to be making any money from that.
Northern Water coming to a London house near you.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.